A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends.
So it turns out goblin justice isn't all it's meant to be. When your half-orc friend betrays you, you'll explode a head or three. So our heroes did a runner and they all got out alive. And some other stuff I missed when my dominoes arrived. Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends. At the gates they had a problem, cause it seems a bit has changed. Demi-humans cannot enter, which has Friezo quite enraged. And when Kithasi just left them, it was quite the final straw. If these robots don't relent, they'll all get witch bolts to the jaw. Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends.
Thank you very much, Benny Davis.
Before you can say a word, Kithasi is through the gates. Her cloak rippling is the last thing that you see before the gates again slam shut. It seems that you will find no quarter with these robots, for how can one argue with a construct?
Well, if...
you can't.
Fine question.
Let's talk about that for an hour.
Jane, I think you'll find that actually...
We asked the robot if a turtle is walking in the desert, and it flips over.
The robot says, yes, I have seen Blade Runner.
It is a fine play.
A travelling team of bards performed it last week. They say he wasn't a warforged, but I think he probably was.
I quickly fold a small paper origami unicorn and leave it on the steps and walk away.
You realise... as you realize that there is no way that you will be allowed through these gates, you feel a tap on your shoulder and you turn around and see the filthiest man you have ever seen.
Dad!
Is it Gribbets?
No, it's... no, Gribbets took the opportunity to flee for his life.
Hey, see you later, cunts! That's what he's saying as he disappears over
and
a hill.
And if you're very lucky, one day you may see your goblin lawyer again. No, this is a man in a sort of filthy brown robe who says, I hear you're trying to get into the city.
How did you hear that?
Right behind you, mate.
Well, shall we meet this person?
Shall we meet this person? Because to play this filthy cleric, please welcome from The Chaser, Andrew Hansen as Clodric.
Yeah, thanks.
Look at that amazing character art.
I'm so flattered. So flattered that, like, when I was asked to do this thing and by these young comedians, we've drawn a picture of who we think you look like. this is how old that I am in the eyes of anyone who's under about 50 now. Thanks.
Well, Simon did draw that, so you can find.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Simon.
And we put you both right. Sitting together.
Lovely.
So who is this? Can we meet this person?
Why don't you address him?
Old man.
In character. Greetings. Are you talking to Andrew or Clodric?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Greetings, Father Time.
We look forward to the day that you turn into a new baby to represent the year that's coming. Will it be soon?
I walk off.
Oh, come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Hansen.
Wait.
Come back.
Wait. Santa Claus, please.
Starving Santa Claus. Malnourished Santa Claus.
Yes. Hello, kids.
Hello. My name is...
Ooh. Oh, quickly, nice to meet
sidebar.
You.
Ooh. Quick sidebar.
Shall we tell him our real names?
Yes. Yeah. I want to know your real names.
Good. My name is Gribbets.
And I'm Bobby Pancakes. kind of a big deal around here. I don't know if you've ever heard of me.
I have heard of you, Mr. Pancakes.
Thank you for finally calling me Mr. Pancakes.
Have you spent a lot of time in Wenches, Wenches, Wenches? Or...
the theatre restaurant, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Have I heard of Bobby Pancakes?
You have heard of Bobby Pancakes.
Yeah, because you briefed me a bit that I meant to have heard of Bobby Pancakes, apparently. Mm. But I don't know why I've heard of Bobby Pancakes.
Bobby Pancakes is a member of the same underground fraternity that you are. He is also a member of the Waterdeep Guild of Thieves, Tricksters, and Beggars.
So we know each other?
Professionally, yes.
We at least know the same cool handshake.
Which they performed now!
This is going to be great for the podcast.
So if you're listening to the podcast, what happened is Andrew just stood up and did, I think, what's called a backflip.
Yeah. One of those. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah.
Mr. Pancakes.
Can you help us get in?
Please, Bobby. Mr. Pancakes was my father.
Just so you're aware, Clodric, you also know that Bobby is actually in a little bit of trouble, as I would hope Bobby knows as well.
Yeah.
What have you done, Pancakes? What is it this time?
Is this like a tough police chief?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. I left here in kind of a hurry. There was Tabitha at Wenches, 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 who... may or may not be preggers.
Wasn't she kind
preggers,
of like
preggers,
a...
preggers.
Wasn't she kind of like a sister to you?
A very close sister.
He didn't father the child. He just oversaw the impregnation. Why did I say that? Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry.
I was actually a chaperone to her, which is why I was overseeing the pregnancy.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Clodric, Bobby needs to get inside the city so he can link up with his friends from before. Can you help us get in?
Right, well, he's an old mate of mine, so...
he needs to hook up with you, I guess. Friends, I'm going to step away.
You're not helping.
Not helping.
I'll help him get in, because he's part of my fraternity, but who are you again? Gribbets.
Gribbets?
Why should I help out Gribbets?
I'm a very useful lawyer.
Oh, well, Your Honour.
In my part-time, though, I'm not a full-time lawyer. I'm also a doctor. You can ask me anything.
Why are you sticking to the story?
Because I don't want him to know my real name.
All right.
He's just gathering characters up along the way.
Yeah.
Like a psychopath.
The Tom Ripley. Oh.
Exactly.
It's extraordinary how many degrees you've got. You're waiting in the shitty queue.
I know, right? Don't they know who I am? I'm a lawyer and I'm a medical lawyer.
Scanning, name, Friezo, wizard... Not lawyer or doctor, dickhead.
Damn it.
Clodric, are you going to help them into the city? Because you do know a way in.
Well, I think I need to help them in or the story will never move forward.
It's fine. Sometimes we just stay stuck for like two episodes. Right.
But let's not do that.
Why don't I help you young whippersnappers into the city? This is what he sounds like, yeah. I assume.
Thanks, doggy.
Clodric leads you away from the queue and past Gribbets, who's running off into the distance, free, happy, tears streaming.
It's like the last thing, like that moment in the last episode of Breaking Bad when Jesse's just driving away and crying.
That's Gribbets.
That's Gribbets.
But do we view it like the last episode of Harry and the Hendersons? We're like, go on, get out of here, Gribbets.
Get out of here, Gribbets.
Get out of here, Gribbets. Yeah,
like,
need to go.
I think in your mind you were like, well, it was
back to nature.
It was crueler to set him free, but we had to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Clodric takes you around into a opening of the kind of the sewers that sort of,
yes.
In the walls of the city where the raw sewerage. Floats into the plains.
Oh, it's my favourite way in. This is a lovely walk.
All of the local landowners are really happy that this is the way that the municipality decided to deal with
it. We refuse to guard this for some reason. Gross.
You sneak your way through the sewers and...
Can I not do that? That's gross. That is so disgusting.
Give him a heart attack.
No, you can wait outside. Do you want to wait outside?
You're gonna wait?
I'm just going to hang out here. Friezo would not go into that. Friezo is from a temple. He's not going to go traipsing through sewers.
Okay, so...
Well, if my way isn't good enough for you, my lord, you can find your own way in.
What, sorry? I don't know
Don't teach them how to practically get through.
Do you know how much harder my job would be if they read their character sheets?
Wait, I don't... Jay, you've not written Image Alien on here anywhere.
Yeah, you...
You've just given me a bunch of fucking beast speech. Ooh, does beast speech work with robots?
Do you want to... Beep, boop.
Oh, wait, no, they could understand.
That's our word.
I'm going to hang out the sewers and wait for Bobby and...
Are you actually going to just leave the adventure?
I'm not leaving the adventure. No, I'm just hanging out here.
So yep.
You wait at a survive rest station for wagon drivers and get yourself some tea. And while you do so, the two of you enter the sewers and have a chance to talk about Frieza now that you're alone.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about him.
what's up with this Frieza?
He's a sociopath. And maybe a psychopath.
And a wanker.
Yeah, when he wanks, he makes this terrible sound like, ah!
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
As you walk through the sewers, eventually the pipes open up into an area that you're gratified to notice is actually quite hygienic. Most of this was for show. This area has been well maintained inside the sewers, and Frieza is an idiot. As you walk...
Well, this is the show part of the sewer. What?
This is like
the part the real estate agents are proud of.
You get a dinner off this floating piece of shit.
No, like the outside entrance is all filthed up to discourage people, but actually this is...
Oh, but in here, this is the covered alfresco terrace part of the sewer.
Gorgeous.
This is a well-known for bandits, scoundrels, and ne'er-do-wells entrance into the sewers.
Do they all have three separate entrances for those three classes?
I'm going to finish this sentence.
Sorry.
And you make your way through into an area which opens up into a large... the only way to think about it is like a courtyard or marketplace, but underground, a huge area with stalls, shops, and businesses sort of bustling.
People hocking their wares?
There are people hocking their wares.
Can they hear them hocking their wares?
Yeah, we hear some of them.
Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have...
All right.
I did that. One of them's like, oh, we for sale! Jars of wee for sale.
So it is a sewer market stall. Yeah. Well, it is in a sewer, isn't it? So
yeah. And then someone else is like, smaller jars of wee for sale.
Can we go and buy a jar of wee?
You certainly can. Absolutely. It's not like I wanted to do anything.
All right. Yeah, sure. I am parched.
You approach the wee merchant. Go for it.
Right.
Excuse me, merchant. Hey,
important for my character, is it the one selling the big jars of wee or the small jars
of
wee?
No, this is an artisanal wee.
Oh,
right. Okay, yeah, wee for sale. Wee for sale. Organic wee for sale.
Really? Which flavour of wee?
I'm really looking for something from someone who's just been eating a lot of pork.
Look, we've got asparagus, we've got when you take Barocca.
What a real meaty wee.
Oh, I'm dying! And then you're like, oh no, wait, I've just had Barocca.
Okay, yeah, right.
Same with peach. Ah, there you go, pork wee. That'll be 2 gold.
Pancakes?
What's that, sorry?
Well, can you shout us?
Yeah, Bobby, can you shout us a jar of wee?
You're the one who wants the pork wee. I didn't want...
Do you really? I mean, what would you prefer?
No, well, I'm a vegetarian, so I'm not going to touch the pork wee.
Sorry, let's just make it one asparagus wee.
Oh, yeah, very popular for some reason.
All right, that costs you 2 gold. Please write down in your character sheet you have a jar of artichoke wee.
Asparagus wee.
Asparagus.
No, he got you the wrong one. Okay. He didn't care that much.
My heart's just not bloody in this.
Well, I think we should get a refund. This is the wrong flavour. This is a wrong flavour. I'm taking it back. Look, you get this artichoke
Claudric,
wee.
This is so embarrassing.
Suddenly, why do you always do... you hear shouted over... this pointless argument.
Wait, I mean, this is the stuff of high fantasy.
A voice that Bobby recognizes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, well, well.
Yes,
Bobby,
yes.
Bobby Pancakes.
He gave us the wrong wee-wee. Are you gonna defend us?
Claudric, take a knee. And then a wee. And then... Oh, I'm dealing with Pancakes. Bobby Pancakes. The panster. Bobbin for apples. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Pan snakes. In fact, snakes. You, snake boy.
You recognize the Beggar Bearables. King himself. A man that is so familiar to you that he has 10 other nicknames for you.
Bingo. Blorps. Bobby the Fucko. Fuckhead. Dick. Oh, you piece of shit, Bobby. Bob. Robert. Bobby Pancakes. That's like your name, but with a question mark at the end and an exclamation mark. In fantasy and grammar circles.
In terror.
Oh, don't you let me finish, you cheeky bastard.
That was 10. Congratulations.
One of them was just the word fuck. So.
Yes, so
it's a low bar for clapping.
Don't be too proud of yourself. You recognize the man to be Janos Mir, the pauper king of Waterdeep, one of the most powerful guild masters in the city, and the man whom you, Bobby, personally owe 100 gold pieces to.
Hey. Oh, I see you've got money to spend on artisanal wee, but not artisanal me.
Thirsty Janos?
I'd much rather know what you're doing here and what Clodric's done bringing you to me. Well done, Clodric.
And then he says that to him.
Pats him on the head and gives him a biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Janos, I'm just back in town for a visit, you know, just here to chill with a couple of my peeps.
Taking the sights and sounds.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, nice to see you. And we were just on our way to buy some artisanal poop.
Well, before you do that, there is the issue of the 100 gold pieces, the goldie blocks, the PC pies, the bloody ooze.
I've become unplugged.
Oh, lost your voice, have you?
Yeah, I was actually... luckily that I ran into you because it was truly my intention to track you down and give you this 100 gold pieces.
And do you give it to him?
Yeah.
All right.
I take out my pouch, then I take out my money bag from my pouch.
And you count them out. One.
1, 2, 3.
5 minutes later...
And that
40, 41.
100.
Well, Bobby Pancakes made good after all.
Yeah.
So he takes the money and he...
Billy Crumpet, that's what we called him too.
That's our word.
He indicates, and a fat little halfling scurries forward with a little chest, which he deposits the pouch in, and the halfling just keeps running and runs back into the Byzantine shops and businesses at the back of the Undercity.
Oh, he looked cute. Can I pursue him?
And I say, that's I'm quite interested. My cousin Lenny.
I want to go after Lenny.
Oh, boy. I
you are also leaving the party.
Oh, I've got a bit of a thing for little halfling.
You know I'm a halfling, right?
Well, that's why we're friends, you know.
Yeah, but he's a pretty halfling.
No, there's a bit of sexual tension going on between me and Mr. Pancake.
It's so palpable.
But you're really a chubby chaser, halfling chaser. Is that what you're into?
I don't mind a bit of halfling.
Can I just say that meanwhile, Friezo's just, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's happening?
I'm going back to talk to those bloody robots is what I'm doing.
All right, so Friezo has gotten to the back of the queue and waited half an hour and arrives at the front of the queue a second time.
I just think it's really unfair to...
And then he goes, non-human, and whacks him in the side of the head.
You going to go to the back of the queue?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to get through this front gate.
Meanwhile, in the Undercity, Janos Mir has...
Mir's holding the... Yeah, Mir's like, well. It's all well and good to give me 100 gold pieces, but there's a matter of interest, isn't there? And I'd love to let you go and help you. And whatever it is mess that you've got yourself into... quid pro quo.
quo. You may have noticed that there's a bit of a technological infestation, shall we say, in the city. Less hard to bribe a robot. I once went up to one and gave him a bag of cogs. I said, there you go, what do you think of that?
What
can't
do
it.
No.
So I've got a job for you.
Yeah.
I can't help you. I'm off chasing the halfling. Sorry, you're on your own.
Janos explains to you that ever since the House of the Artificers. The Artificers? The Artificers?
Look, mate, you're making it up as you go.
The House of Artifice has sprung up a new organization in the city, and ever since they have arrived, a power imbalance has struck the city of Splendors.
Oh, we need an electrician.
The City Watch... The City Watch have lost their contracts to guard the byways of the city, and almost overnight, these glitter men, as they are called, have...
Ooh!
I call them Sparkle Boys!
The glitter men have appeared unyielding, unmerciful, strictly enforcing the new laws of Waterdeep, one of which includes...
But spectacular!
One of which includes the newest law... which has happened at the same time, which is that demi-humans, non-humanoids, are no longer allowed above ground in the city. This is very new law. This has never happened in the time that you've lived in Waterdeep, Bobby.
What is Janos? What manner of creature is he?
He is a human. The voice is for some reason.
Right.
Yeah.
He is a class of human known as a Ray Winston.
Janos tells you that...
he will kill your monster.
He and a consortium of several other guild masters who don't like this new development are looking for their chance to take the House of Artifice down. And... he offers you a chance to repay the sizable debt he believes you owe him if you help him with a simple mission.
Go to this house and take for me an item which is very good for controlling robots. It's an amulet of sorts, I believe. And if you get that for me, bring it back here and throw in a jar of wee, then we're square.
All right. I guess I have... little choice?
Oh, yeah. And take Clodric with you.
While you were negotiating the deal, Friezo has once again arrived at the front of the queue.
I use prestidigitation to create a non-magical trinket or illusory image that can fit in your hand.
Okay.
So in this instance, I go, I am a man off in the distance. And, but actually I've cast, I'm a magician back there, and I've cast like a projected prestidigitation of a high elf all the way up here. So if you could just let this high elf in, that'd be dandy, because it's actually me projecting that from back in about 100 metres away.
All right, I want you to go and make, we're using your spell, which I think plus 5, DC is plus 5. Your spell power make a, no, it's a saving throw, sorry. And that's a 3, so...
I need to beat a 3 and I've got plus 5,
no,
all
you,
right.
You've already beat it.
Right this way, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you make your way into the city of Waterdeep.
And then the robot holds the door for a little bit longer because it's like, he's very far away. He will be here shortly.
Presumably you go to wenches.
No, I'm Friezo. I'm not some bloody Bobby Pancakes lust monster over there. I go, is there a temple here I can go hang out
there
at?
There is a temple.
I go straight to the temple.
All right, you go to the temple. Meanwhile, in the Undercity.
So we have a deal then. You'll go get me this amulet from this particular house. And I'll get you not being killed by me. That's a nice gift. Yeah. Oh, it's either that or a bloody book voucher. Take that. Not getting killed by me every bloody Christmas.
And wait, and a book voucher?
And a bloody book voucher.
All right. All right.
Is he hosting a game show? Is that what this is? He's just listing prices.
He's kind of like a Cockney cookie monster.
I put out my hand to shake. It's
he
a deal.
He puts out his hand to shake, and the two of you
shake.
Make a pact.
Yep.
Clodric will show you where the
is it one of those, because you're both members of this thing, isn't it one of those special...
Oh, yeah, do the handshake the same way so that we know that you remember it.
I think it might be one of those.
They spent 2 hours practicing this backstage. I just... No, they didn't.
Your hands are very clammy.
That's different from the handshake we did. I think it is an impossible...
It's on a different pay grade, mate.
Clodric here will show you the house. It is one of the junior temples of the House of Artifice.
Didn't I get to pick up the halfling? Am I still...
No, he's just talking about you in the third person. He still thinks you're there. Meanwhile, cut to Clodric. Yeah. Clodric makes his way into the vaults of the Pauper King when...
I think what we just have there is just through sewers, like a Benny Hill chase.
Splash, splash, splash. Yeah.
Following Dazfoot the Hobbit, who turns around and sees that you're following him.
Hello, little man.
He runs, really, and he... Oh, he gets away! Look at that! He rolls all right, get away!
Well, you definitely get away from the terrifying... That was going to a really dark place, I feel.
Well, it's a good thing he got away.
And I'm happy to be done with it.
Well, I'll trudge back through the sludge, all heartbroken.
So are they going to get Frieza for the heist, or is Frieza just going to...
This is the question. So that night, Clodric is going to take you out into the city under the cover of darkness and show you the location of this temple.
And previously, I would have said to Bobby, if we ever get lost, meet me at the temple, because that's where I would be.
So you meet Frieza, who is just sitting quietly.
So the temple is just the standard meeting place.
He was raised in the temple.
I was raised in the temple, so every time we get lost, I go to the temple.
So it's like meeting a sunglass hut in the Westfield.
Exactly. And you can actually buy sunglasses from this particular... Yeah. It's very simple.
If you actually think about it, like Dungeons and Dragons worlds are like worlds before mobile phones, where you have these like orchestrated, like, I'll meet you here. Yeah. Yeah.
I have purchased four pairs of sunglasses from the temple.
And I'll go to the wizard's tower, and I will leave a reverse charges scry spell at your house. And if you hear it, that means that I've already gone to Burger King.
Exactly.
Yeah. Easy.
Which is a real king.
Does he sound like Ray Winston, the Burger King?
That night, the three of you stand outside a manor house in the high district of Waterdeep. This is where the rich people live, the quality live.
Oh, I don't like that. Can we go back to the sewer?
Well, you've led them here. So.
Oh, well, you know.
Inside, as Clodric well knows, inside...
As I well know.
Inside the house...
I'll tell them. Inside this house...
Is Ender.
Is...
Ender is his name.
Is Ender?
Ender. Ender. Now I'm saying it weird.
Enya.
Inside this house is Enya.
It's very relaxing. Very relaxing stuff.
A junior operator of the House of Artifice.
Enya, in her spare time, is a junior officer of the House of Artifice.
You're nailing it.
When she's not... recording soothing symbols.
She is, however, Enya is not, will be out at one of the summits of the recording a single at the main house of Artifice, which means that there is opportunity to go in and reconnoitre. This is kind of a heist.
Yes.
Now, you have been asked by Janice to get in and to recover an amulet of control, an amulet that will, in fact, control Glitterman.
Can we do a huddle real quick?
You can do a huddle.
All right. I think we get this and we use the amulet of control to start, like, to just fuck shit up here. We don't even give it to that dude. We just keep it for our own good, and then we become kings of here, like in the Game of Thrones books where she takes over the city.
That's genius. Because the robots will obey us.
Exactly.
Because we get the remote control.
And then we'll control the city, and we can just run a city like in that game city.
And the robots can force all the little halflings in the city.
Okay,
to
no,
mind.
So no. I feel like you've misunderstood a lot of
all those chubby little halflings. I think at this point I will remind you that because this is a junior acolyte's amulet, this will only control, you know, about two or three of the glitter men at once.
How big are the glitter men?
They're about
the Statue of Liberty?
They're 8 feet tall.
Ooh, so as big as the Statue of Liberty. That's my understanding.
Off in the distance, yeah.
Well, but yeah, this means your plan's a bit shit then, because we can only control three.
I didn't.
I have an idea.
I recant my plan. Let's just go get it, and we'll do the way Dave wants to do it then.
But it would be fun.
Who's Dave?
He's one of the Dave forces.
Dave is a deity that Friezo believes in.
Yeah, he's this weird tentacle fuckwit that's just like,
you can't do that. I'll give you a heart attack, I will. Look at my tentacle.
You feel a sudden sharp stabbing pain in your chest. Oh. Make a constitution saving throw.
I got a
14.
Well, I guess you're fine for now.
But you can smell toast and you can taste pennies.
I really hope it's not a recurring condition.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, so it's a two-story house. It's night. You're standing about 40 feet away from the locked front doors. You see lights on in the upper story, but the lights are off in the lower story. There is balconies on each side of the house. There are only two sides. It's on the corner of the street, and there are terraced houses connecting all the sides.
Well, I can do Blessing of the Trickster, according to this. As an action, channel divinity to touch a willing subject to give them... Touch a willing subject. Are there any halflings? Any halflings around here?
As long as they're not a halfling.
Touch a willing subject to give them advantage on stealth checks for 1 hour. We're going to have to be a bit stealthy here, aren't we? So should I touch you?
Yeah,
I'm pretty stealthy myself. Should he touch Friezo maybe? Pancakes. So Friezo is more stealthy?
Oh, just man up and let him touch you.
Pancakes, you're the halfling. Can I touch the halfling, please? Please. I've got Blessing of the Trickster if you let me touch you.
Just don't think too much about it. You have advantage to stealth checks for the next hour.
Can I do like a perception check to see what's a cool way to get in?
Absolutely.
It's a 10 plus, I don't know, what numbers am I? I really feel pretty bad right now. I'm pretty low.
Wisdom, modify, it's 10. He's just 10.
All right, so it's 10. Well, I mean, you see what your average person would see. As I said, there are the main doors look closed. They look pretty suspicious. There are terraced houses along two sets of walls.
You say terrorist houses?
Terrace or terrorist?
Terraced okay. Houses. And there are balconies.
You mean terraced houses?
They're full of sleeper cells, right?
And there are balconies with doors
on the
second story.
Second story. But there's lights on in the second story.
There is, yeah.
Do we think there's people home up there? Or have they just left the candles on?
Can we just go in? I think we should go in through the front.
Okay, I'm just going to knock on the door and see if there's anyone home.
Absolutely, all right. So you knock on the door.
I knock on the door.
And you'll hide after you knock on the door.
Yeah, and I hide. Hide.
After a bit of time, the door opens and the most aristocratic butler that you've ever seen peers out.
What? Is anybody out here?
No.
Well, hold on a moment.
What if I step forward and cast a charm person on this butler?
Do it.
It's good. Now just wait. You've got free spells. It's good.
Okay. Now just wait one moment. I'll have to. I'm charmed. Oh, do I have a?
Yeah. So the way that this works is you're gonna have to make a willpower save DC 13. So your willpower is 10. So.
Oh, you.
Three. I got three.
That's not gonna do it. Okay.
Oh, he's totally charmed.
As he's about to say something snooty and aristocratic, you wave your hands and quickly mutter some secret words in a language that only you understand, and his eyes glaze
Bonjour,
over.
Bonjour, monsieur.
yes. actually the
that is the most charming language.
No, the way the spell, the charm person spell, as Clodric understands it, only works as long as he speaks in French with a French accent. So he has to do that to maintain it.
Ah well, bonjour Monsieur Jeeves. Notre ami, je voudrais entrer nous avec le maison de la here. De la, this, this.
That's a that, like 80% of that was good. That was pretty good.
Oh, of course, sir. Right this way. And may I just say, may I just say how youthful you are looking. May I say that? May I?
Formidable, bien sûr.
How long does charm person work for?
Oh, eternity. It works for 1 hour.
Okay, excellent.
I've got to speak French for the next hour.
If I could get you any refreshments.
Mais oui, les hors d'oeuvre. Une baguette pour moi. Pour vous,
croissant.
Oui, oui, oui. Un vin rouge, peut-être.
Escargot.
One car to go. Very good.
So, Jeeves, as you insist on calling him, makes his way down into the pantry to provide some supper, leaving the three of you in, like, the lounge room of this man's house.
All right, we only have an hour, so we should split up, right?
Well, I might just relax on the lounge and play some video games.
All right, well, do you want to go upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs, because I'm sneakier.
Bobby will go upstairs, I will stay downstairs, and I will sneak around and find this amulet.
And you're going to stay and play video games?
Well, no, I'll sift around in the lounge room.
Okay, you're going to stay, great.
Why don't I search this room?
Excellent. Right, do you want to, we'll do it one at a time. Do you want to go ahead and make an investigation check? That's intelligence, so you'll add 3 to the roll.
I like nothing more than making investigation
Beat
checks.
15 if you can.
It's 19.
Excellent. All right, inside...
22, that's great.
22 even.
Inside a drawer you find...
c'est un grand numéral.
You find a couple of things. Firstly, there is silverware, which is worth money, all along the sideboard.
It kind of fit in my robes.
You can, sure, you can take it.
Wait, maybe I should empty out this jar of weed. Put the silverware in the jar.
And then downstairs in the pantry, Jeeves just sort of stops and goes, and then keeps going.
All right.
That so rug really tied the room together.
You take the silverware, you also find some loose coins, about 15 gold pieces worth of loose coins, and you also find, interestingly, a dagger with a sort of engraved handle, which looks interesting.
Well, better be careful of that. So it's sharp, isn't it?
So maybe best if you just leave it there, then. All right, so you put the dagger back.
No, look, I'd better take it. It sounds valuable, though. All right. I'll pick it up. I'll be very careful and pick it up.
You take the dagger as well. Excellent. Downstairs. Now, can you make also for me a 15 investigation check?
I rolled a 1, so no, I can't.
All right. You walk down and you're gone for about 15 minutes while they have their adventures. When you come back, they ask what was downstairs, and you're like, I couldn't find a torch. And Bobby.
That's an 8. Do I get extra sneaky times or something?
This is for investigation.
I sneaked you up.
Yeah.
Plus 3, so you're on 11.
Okay.
Okay, you make your way upstairs and you see there are 2 doors, one on either side of the hallway. And there's also seems to be an open area that's a secondary entertaining area down the back.
Is there light coming from any of these different places?
Yes,
under the door crack or?
All the torches on this level are on.
Oh, right. Okay.
On.
This is just going to turn out to be some promotion for a listing on realestate.com.
Yes, and behind these 2 doors, there are also. So on the left and on the right.
Okay, I press my ear to the left-hand door and listen to hear if I can listen to sounds.
All right, okay, that's a second investigation check.
No, 17.
Oh, all right.
Plus 3.
20.
20.
You hear what sounds like scratching. You see a sort of scratching noise
There's
inside.
There's a DJ in the house. This is fantastic. It's not Enya's house at all. She's been lying to us.
I decide to investigate.
So you're like trying to look through a keyhole?
Yeah.
Yeah? Or are you opening the door?
Investigate through the keyhole. That's 23.
Natural
20. No, you got a natural 20.
Okay.
First natural 20 of the game.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That got a better cheer than I thought it would.
Than anything else I've said tonight.
You spot inside the room you see very well through the room. For some reason, this is a large keyhole, and you're very adept at looking through keyholes. And so in what you see, you are able to understand. You see the figure of some kind of spellcaster, you presume, somebody in robes, embroidered with mystical symbols, and a workbench. And to the side of the workbench is partially constructed what looks like a glitter man. Half of its armor has been taken off, and you can see cogs whirring and strange magical energies running through
and
the substructure.
Because you got a crit 20, can I also say that he can hear what this figure is humming?
Yes.
This figure's all like...
Is that worth it, Ben?
Yeah, time will tell.
So you presume it is some kind of magical study or workshop? A games workshop, perhaps.
Well, ho-ho, says I, if this person is building a glitter man, then surely they have the means to control it. Is the door unlocked?
Yes, it is unlocked.
I yell, there's a fire! Quickly, get out of upstairs! Get out of upstairs! There's a fire upstairs! Quick!
Are you trying to do Jeeves' voice, or are you doing your voice?
Jeeves' voice.
All right, then you've got to do it.
Oh, a fire upstairs! Please, anyone operating on a glitter man right now will need to vacate the premises post haste. Urgency, please! A fire! A fire!
Okay, that's that is definitely a deception check. DC 15.
15.
Okay, immediately, the figure, who is of course Enya, drops her magical scalpel and spins around saying, and races towards the door. She spots you. You're expecting her. She's not expecting you. So you have 6 seconds to...
Tie your shoelaces together. What can I say? Bobby, just be Bobby.
And that starts. All right, that starts initiative. So Bobby, you go first, and you're going to tie her shoelaces together, which I suppose is make a touch attack. Make an attack roll.
So it's 14 plus... Oh. 14? Yep.
14, that will do it. All right, you managed to grab her. Somehow, she's wearing... Oh, what the hell? She's wearing shoes and you tie her shoelaces together.
Can I hear a commotion and come upstairs to help out?
Well, on your turn, yes, you can. So that's your action, and that is the surprise round. Some would say you've wasted it, but who am I to judge?
Not I.
It means it's your turn again. She now knows what you're doing. She's worked out who you are. You can act again.
I push her so that she falls over. And then I have a cunning action within that
turn.
And so I just clock her on the head.
So your cunning action is to dash, escape, or hide, and then you can clock her on the head or push her. It's your choice.
I dash, nudging her over so that she falls, and then clock her in the head.
I'm going to call that just you're essentially bull rushing her. So you charge at her and now make a strength check.
Is that the right dice?
Yeah, 13.
13 plus...
You're trying to beat 9 because of strength minus 1.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it.
Did it.
All right, congratulations. You knock her over onto her back as she calls out, and it's...
Now it's my turn to flail away!
Clodric, you're next. You're just downstairs.
Yes. Have I heard any of this?
You've heard somebody telling that all people who are working on glitter men should run out of the house because there's a fire.
Right.
Then you heard what sounded like a click, a swing, a thump, somebody shouting the lyrics to an Enya song, and then a loud thump and a scream.
This sounds like there's a good time going on upstairs, so I'm going to go up and find out how I can join in.
You race up the stairs and immediately see a huddle on the floor.
Oh, hello, I'll jump on that. Hello, don't leave me out.
Some kind of wizardess being wrestled to the floor by a halfling.
By pancakes, this is like a dream come true. Right, I'll jump on pancakes. Passionately. passionately kissing him all over.
Okay.
It's an easy mistake to have made. I don't know what's going on.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I run upstairs and I witch bolt the fucking shit out of Clodric the Creep.
Well, we know how this works. Make a spell attack.
It's just a mistake. It's just I've just
confused. I roll a one.
You roll a one. You accidentally witch bolt the wizardess.
All right. Well, so then I do spell.
No, you roll a one. It's spell fizzle.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He runs up the stairs, screams at you.
I can explain. Can I explain myself to the?
On your turn, you can explain.
Oh.
The next one is the Glitter Man, which starts to shake.
Half made Glitter Man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Its armor isn't on, but it starts to shake.
It's like, what am I yet? But it makes a beeline for.
At least somebody wants me.
And it attacks the person that it believes mistakenly is putting its mistress at harm. And it rolls, what's your armor class?
16?
All right, it's...
No, 18.
16.
Well, I'm only reading what's written
it
there.
It does say 18.
Otherwise, you could just go with what Jenkins made up.
If it says 18, I've written it wrong. It's 16. Scale mail it.
Well, I've been cheated this whole time. I've been going off these numbers. I would have behaved completely differently
scale
if
mail.
I'd known.
Plus one dexterity, plus two for a shield. 16. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So it hits you with a slam and pushes you against the wall, dealing 1d6 plus 2 bludgeoning damage, and you take 3 damage.
God,
so
he only wants a good time.
You take 3, so just mark yourself as taking 3 hit points worth of damage.
Ow, he says.
And the next up is Bobby.
I run to the body of Enya and just frisk her for the thing that she has that is controlling the
amulet.
Assuming the amulet that she has that controls the glitter man.
Right, she's trying to stop you, so this is disadvantage. This is a hurried sleight of hand check. What's your sleight of hand? So what did he roll?
He rolled a 3 plus 5. He's got an 8.
He rolled a 3 for his second dice.
Yeah.
Aww. 3 and a 20.
Yeah, but you were at disadvantage. So you take the low... Anyway, not important. We'll move on.
I think Michael wants us all to die.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I'll tell you what you do. Because of the 20, you quickly start feeling around, trying in a really respectful way. And you identify the amulet, and you're just about to grab it from her when she realizes what you're doing and pulls herself back so that you can't get it. It's now her turn next, and she's had just about enough of this shit.
Yeah. So she's got magic missile.
She does.
Empowered
magic missile, level 2 magic missile.
Oh boy, howdy. And how many can I cast?
You get 4 of them.
Okay, one for each of you, and then...
And then, Bobby, you'll get to hit her because she's doing it within touch distance.
Is that one for each of us, including the Glitter Man?
Oh, no. She's made her bed, so yeah. She said, like, one for each of you. And then she's done the sum. She's like, oh, no. Well, now I'll look stupid. And so she has to hit the Glitter Man, too.
Okay, so each of you take damage. Friezo takes 3 damage. Clodric takes 4 damage. Bobby takes 4 damage. And the Glitterman ill-advisedly takes 3 damage as well.
Ow, he says again.
Next up, I believe, was... Oh, God.
Friezo.
It was Friezo, thank you.
All right, Friezo thinks that Clodric has learned his lesson. And so witch bolts Madame Enya.
Yep.
And rolls a 10 plus spell attack 15.
That will do it.
15 will do it. She's got armor class 12. So how much damage does that do?
That does one damage. Oh. 3 times. Oh no, one. No, it does 1 damage. It does 1 damage.
Don't give up your day job.
Yep.
Because we forgot, Bobby, you could attack her when she casts that spell. So do you?
Yeah, I whack her with my short bow. Walk her with my short sword.
Congratulations! Quickly make an attack roll. B12.
Oh, wait. Wow.
That was right.
Count them. Count the sides.
Not that one. That's a
D12. That's a D12, yeah. And it's all 10.
It's for 10.
Oh, sorry.
It's a D20.
It's a 5.
After all that.
Friezo's... All right, so you swing. Anyway, your turn will come up again. Clodric, it's your go.
Right, I think I've realized this is not a scene of passion. But I'm not clear who I'm meant to attack. I mean, if Enya's fighting the glitter man.
Just kill Enya, I shout. Kill Enya! Please.
But you're killing me. I mean, what about... Yeah, okay, Enya. Enya's obviously the enemy, isn't she?
Okay. I've given you a spell book at the back, if you'd like. Or you can just...
okay, yeah. Well, I can inflict wounds.
Excellent.
So I'll inflict a wound, please. Or wounds.
That's a touch attack again. You're going to have to get in and touch her.
Won't be a problem.
Respectfully. So can you
roll
a d20 and you've got to beat...
I'm not really into tall, attractive ladies anyway.
Now, you've just got to beat her armor class of 12 because she's not wearing any armor.
Easy. Easily done. 15.
Okay.
There you go.
You managed to touch her on the cheek. What's the roll? What's the damage?
She takes 3d10 necrotic damage.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you very much.
Oh, that's gross. A very powerful spell. Okay, roll 3d10.
Huh. Oh, no, it's a d12. This one, sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Here you go, Enya. Take one of these. 9. Take two of them. 6. Here you go, lady. How's this for a home invasion? 4. 19 points of necrotic harm.
She is extremely unwell.
She's
but
again.
Not quite dead.
She's never been necrotic like this in her life, I bet.
She's... So, yeah, the priest mutters some more words and her skin starts to, like, sizzle on her face. Dark lesions appear all over her body and she screams in pain. And you have one fleeting moment of hoping that you have the right person. Next up is Friezo.
I say to her... Oh, no, fuck it. Just end this now.
Grab the gauntlet.
End it now. 15. Does that beat her armor class?
Yep.
All right, then can I choose to do non-lethal damage?
Yes, you can.
All right, well, I roll a 6, so that's... Yeah, I do 6 plus 5, 11 damage, but it's non-lethal.
You choose for it to be non-lethal?
Yeah.
All right.
You manage... You. What are you fighting her with?
Witch bolt.
You can't do a non-lethal witch bolt.
All right, well, look, let it be known I tried to not kill someone. So let's talk
about this. For the second time in 2 days, Bobby, you witness the unwatchable as someone screams in pain as their very blood boils and comes out their eyes, as their eyes boil and run down their cheeks, cheeks boil and fall into puddles on their chest.
I didn't know.
But not before she says, "Woo! I failed today."
Yeah.
Searching.
Don't do it in tune.
Maybe you've heard of my popular song, and then she dies.
Searching through her robes, you find an amulet, and which you pick up. Next up is the Glitter Man, who, incensed with rage, strikes Clodric one more time.
Yep.
Oh. Why is it always Clodric?
Rolls a 19, which...
Oh, good for you, Glitter Guy.
Which means that it does another, this time, 5 damage.
Ow! Ow! Will you quit?
And...
Where does that leave you, Clodric?
He's down to 2 hit points. He
looks just about as
barely,
bad as she did before
upright.
Her face was melted off.
All right.
I'm having a really bad time.
Just before...
Bobby, you're next.
Wait, Friezo has the amulet,
I've
right?
I've got the amulet.
That's correct.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I've already thrown up in my mouth and had to swallow it.
All right.
Guys, let's just fucking amscray.
Okay, but the last thing I do...
So, and Bobby, go in order. So Bobby races down the stairs and into the lounge room. Yes, Friezo?
The last thing I do is I look at the Glitter Man, I hold the amulet, and then I say, "Kill the priest." And I walk out.
Doesn't look back.
Just so you know, the door does lock from the outside.
Okay, as I walk out, I lock the door and I go, "Ugh."
Why? Why do you get to do 9 things in your turn? This is stacked heavily against this old Peter.
You make your way down the stairs, you meet up with Bobby, and just as you arrive in the lounge room, Jeeves arrives carrying a plate with boiled snails,
a baguette,
and a croissant.
And a croissant.
Jeeves, he's the only one who likes Clodric because he's
however,
got the spell.
Your friend Clodric is not there, and searching around trying to see his friend in the room, you sense something click in his mind as he suddenly realizes what's happened to him.
Where's
is my best friend.
Excusez-moi, monsieur. Votre ami est au bas là, autour des escaliers. Il est en train de parler avec un monsieur qui est très glittery. Et si vous voulez parler avec lui, allez-y. Nous, en partons maintenant. On prenait le train à Lyon à 10h30. Nous avons un billet aller-retour.
Can you...
Ask him about my snails. I didn't get them.
Avez-vous les escargots? On va les manger à partir. Peut-être vous pouvez le mettre dans un sac.
Oui, oui, oui.
He hands you the food and the tray so that you can take it as well. And as you leave the house, you try not to think about Clodric, who you have left locked in a door with a murderous killer robot.
I can't believe you'd do that to this man.
I can't believe we would have left that old pederast to his fate.
Thank you so much, our dragon friends! Big round of applause for Andrew Hansen! Thank you!
Keep it going for Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, Benny Davis, Ben Jenkins,
DM Dave Harmon!
That is the filthiest episode that we have yet had, so thank you, Andrew. I'm sorry your character had to die.
Our story's just beginning, our adventure.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Never ends the saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends.